Thanks. Thanks to Anna and to Mike Whale and to Halsey, not here tonight. We really couldn't do the Hemingway series without them right now. World events seem to have kicked us out of our bar. White Whale really, they saved us last season and this season, and really please, when this is over, support White Whale, buy some books, check things out. I'm excited about these taps over there. I'm going to check those out myself, see if maybe they're working. I don't know. Just hang out over there. Thanks for coming tonight. Thanks for everybody tuning in on the live stream. My wife and I, we had a new child in May. She's 2 months old now, and she's just started that baby phase of smiling at us that is probably not gas. I mean, there's a lot of gas. She is the hardiest child I've ever encountered, but she is smiling and playing with us. And actually, before I left the house to come here, she was really like engaged with me in a really intense smile-a-thon, which was pretty cool. She's a complete mystery to me. My first child was too. I mean, I know them. I think I have a pretty good handle on who they are. But they're still, who are they going to become? What are their lives going to be like? How similar, how different to my life will they be? Am I going to be one of those parents like, well, it's not how we did it, but you go be you. I don't know. It's you just don't know what's going to happen with a child. That's my sum total of knowledge gained from having two children. You just don't know. Even when you know, you just don't know. That Little Beast by Mary Oliver. That Pretty Little Beast, a poem, has a mind of its own. Sometimes I want to crave apples, but it wants red meat. Sometimes I want to walk peacefully on the shore, and it wants to take off all of its clothes and dive in. Sometimes I want to use small words and make them important. And it starts shouting the dictionary, the opportunities. Sometimes I want to sum up and give thanks, putting things in order. And it starts dancing around the room on its four furry legs, laughing and calling me outrageous. But sometimes, when I'm thinking of you, and no doubt smiling, it sits down quietly, one paw under its chin, and just listens. When you're writing a poem, and this is why, personally, I do write poems, I don't know where they're going to go. They're a mystery. You start them off with a thought, a line, a sentence, a remembrance, a person that you love, a person that you don't love. And they just go off on their own and do whatever the fuck they want to. You can't control it. I mean, you can try to control it. But those are just bad poems. The point for me, I think, and for a lot of poets, most poets probably, is the mystery. What is going to happen now? I know where it started. I know why it started. But I have no idea where its life is going to be. All of our poets in this series engage in that experiment. I'm going to set a light out into the world. And make no mistake, when you put art into the world, it has a life of its own. It is its own entity. You don't get to say what it is once you let it go. Just like children. And it's a hard thing to let go of. And it's a hard thing to understand. Even when you think you know it perfectly, it will always, ideally, surprise you. So thank you for joining us tonight with these very, very fine poets. We're excited about this. This is a fantastic group of writers. Their work consistently surprises. And it's just a lovely thing to witness. And I'm glad you're here tonight to do that. So thank you. I will lower this for Joe this time.